Ollie's at the wheel.
We're on a 10-year contract.
Attack him!
Whee!
Salah hat-trick incoming. You get me? It's all mad, man.
Obviously, I'm here because I have to be here.
Why was it so bad?
And they're all over the place at the back, Manchester United.
Well, I think in the first half it was too open.
At what point in your mind did it become damage limitation?
4-0.
That is absolutely beautiful from Henderson. And it's Mo Salah again. It's absolutely ridiculous from this Liverpool number 11 at the moment. Another Old Trafford goal. It's his sixth in as many games here.
We got five on it.
Can we play you every week? We got five on it.
He's back.
Lift.
Yo, Riz got sunglasses on, yeah?
The second half smoke.
You got five
on it, Saeed. Yeah? It's all mad.
It's all mad.
Is the band even on properly this day?
That's strange.
I don't think you can see right now. I don't know what's going on.
I'm loving it, Chris. The milk. Oh,
you
know,
shall I tell you the most fucked up thing about it? I spent £1.65 on this millionaire salted caramel donut, and I'm on a diet. But just for this fucker, I had to do this shit.
Enjoy it, mate.
Millionaire shortbread is superb, by the way.
It's amazing, but I'm just like kind of just touching it. Like I'm not even eating it, as you can see. Like I'm just, I had to do it for him, man.
It is what it is.
You can't even get that money on properly, fam. You're looking like the B-Tech Spider-Man, bro. What's going on?
B-Tech Spider-Man.
Saeed, talk to us, man. You're the man of the moment right now, bro. Yeah,
take the belly off, man, and face the people. Take the belly off and face
nah,
the people.
Nah, mate.
Yeah, man.
I don't want it to, man. I'm too embarrassed.
Face your call.
You get me? It's embarrassing, man.
You had bare man humanity. You had bare man trying to apply for the show.
Yeah, man, I had auditions today, man. You get me? Shout out to everyone who made the final 10. You know what I mean? But I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I had to face it. I ain't scared. But listen, I want to let Grizz gloat about Liverpool before I depress his all with United. So I feel like it's only right. Congratulations to Liverpool. They played us off the park. And for me, I think they were in second gear. I think they could have been more. But I think they felt sorry for us. And yeah, man, Grizz, take it over, man. It's your time to shine.
Yeah, no. It's, you know what? I really appreciate that intro you done, yeah. But and I'm not here to run your club down. Like, you do a good job of that. Yeah. I don't need to do that. I'm here to talk about my team, yeah. And all season, from the start of the season, I've been telling you, man, just put some respect on this team's name. Like, you know, I keep telling you, I kept the same rhetoric every week. Yeah, I told you about the big dogs, yeah. And then going into this game, right? Well, let's take it back, innit? We talk about this week and we smash Watford after Claudio Ranieri bounced, you know, new manager, they're going to make it tough for us. And we pammed them 5-0 and people say, it's only Watford. Then we go to the, what's it called, Matisse, man? You know these grounds, man. Wanda Metropolitano.
Yeah, some Metropolitan.
Wanda, yeah, so yeah. We're the last team to beat them was Chelsea four years ago.
Yeah,
in the Champions League, that's how unbeatable they are in their own ground.
Well, we beat them last year as well,
but by an empty ground in Romania.
Yeah.
Don't try like getting on my.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to put that
empty ground in COVID like Romania doesn't count. You might as well play Dracula in Romania, like, you know what I mean. Yeah.
So nothing happened during COVID. Don't count, to be fair. I agree.
Exactly. That's why I talk about Steve's winning the league in COVID as well. It didn't happen last season. This
mate,
is what
senior team lift the trophy.
This isn't where it counts. I've seen a lot of trophies lifted by my team, mate. You're talking to the wrong club again. You keep forgetting you're talking to me when you talk about trophies lifted.
No, I am. You're not talking to Toby.
You're not talking to Toby.
You're scared.
Can you see my eyes? Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. I'm serious. Look at my eyes. So then we go to Atletico and we make Simeone walk off the pitch, not shaking anyone's hand in a rage, yeah? And then we go to our fiercest rivals. I don't give a shit about Ole. I don't give a shit how crap they are. I don't give a shit the state of their club. I only care about my boys. And we went there in the first 45 minutes, boys, and we scored 4 tap-ins in the first 45 minutes. We scored tap-ins at Old Trafford. Did you see what we done over there? We were walking. You know how we, the term walking into the goal? We walked it into the goal. You know when Keita went through in the fifth minute? Have you guys ever seen anything like that? That was like a scene when you think it's offside and everyone stops, right?
Felt like Germany in the World Cup against Brazil, Cadeira.
It was just like walking. That. And then basically Keita scored a penalty. Like he had time. He didn't, you know, like normally when there's challenges clattering into the man, you expect that at least. But they were so far away from him. And look, then we rattled Cristiano Ronaldo. You know what I mean? The brother had more shots on target on Curtis Jones than on target. Like, what was he doing? Taking shots at a little kid on the floor. Like, Hazard got sent off for that shit, remember?
Yeah.
He kicked the ball, to be fair, though, Grizz.
He kicked the
ball. I was there on the East Stand.
He kicked his balls as well, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, the man was just wildly just kicking away. Is that your suit?
Toby, like, let's do it together.
Like, like, what the fuck was he doing? And then you're... I don't even want to go into the Pogba territory. I don't want to even go there. But the brother came on, and that was, we all agreed that was a horrific challenge. He was rattled from the start. Like, why is McTominay and Fred starting ahead of me? Yeah, I'm supposed to be world-class, the biggest baller in France, whatever Man United fans tell us. And he was frustrated like, fuck. I thought it was one of the most embarrassing performances from our opposition, a rival opposition. And we took full advantage. In the second half, it was pure warm down for us. We just warmed down. You know when players do warm downs afterwards? We just said, relax the ball now. When I was a coach, I used to tell my team to just relax the ball. And that's what Klopp done at Old Trafford. We were walking around at Old Trafford in that second half. These days are glorious. These are glorious days for Liverpool, man. You need to put some... And oh, by the way, squad-wise, no Mane, no Matip, no Gomez, no Thiago, no Fabinho. So all the people that talk to me about squad depth, man, come on, man. You need to read up on what we're going through and what we're doing. I told you last season was an anomaly. I told you last season was a one-off. We're back again.
Yeah, it's only Man United, though, Grizz, isn't it, man? You're gassing it up a bit here, man. It's like... You're just being
see what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but the same was said about Watford. Same was said about Atletico Madrid. Same about Man United. You're going there in 2 weeks' time. Let's see if you better our result. How's that for a deal?
Mate, we don't care what we do. We'll win the league.
I just said that. Let's see what you do. Yeah, but you just said I'm gassing up our team over Man United. Let's see what you do at Old Trafford.
Listen, Chris,
I've got a feeling they might get a result.
Alex Ferguson in the dugout, mate.
I think you might get sort of stuck over there. So I don't know.
I've been saying it on this show. Do not sleep on Liverpool. I've been saying it.
You're the only one that's been saying it. To be honest with you,
I've been saying it because, like, they're formidable. Do you know what I mean? They've got the experience. Apart from last season, where they still finished third, they've been putting up tallies of 90 plus points. In the last few seasons, so they know what they're doing. And when it comes
to... We know
to,
what we're doing, bro.
When it comes to that game, the only disappointment I have is that they didn't keep going. Keep going, bro?
No.
7-0.
Saying all that, I'm still mixed emotions tonight. I'm still in mixed emotions tonight because the job that we done on them, we could have just beaten them 3-0 and Ole's job wouldn't have been under threat. But the fact that we pammed them 5-0 after 50 minutes... It looks like he may be losing his job, and I'm not very happy about that. My team could have took it easy.
I can't believe he ain't been sacked already, though. Like, I don't think if he was going to lose his job, he would have lost it this morning. I can't see how he's. Like, I don't know unless they're trying to secure the next one in straight after he gets sacked. That's maybe
probably trying to sort his contract money out after they give him a new contract.
Yeah, but that money's light for Man United, though.
It's a long contract they gave him, man.
Yeah, but
Mike Feeling the contract. You think Conte wants to work with that clown?
So hold on. So it was a 4-year contract that they just handed him this summer.
That's minor. This is Man United. Trust me. That's not holding them back. They sacked Jose. Jose's contract was bigger. Van Gaal's contract was.
It's the truth.
These contracts were all much, much bigger than.
Yeah, but the stupidity of tying down someone who's not even in demand. Like, why sign him up to a new deal?
Crazy. That could be what it is. They're embarrassed that they've given a new deal and it's fallen apart straight away. In a sense, that might be the only thing. Saeed,
typical.
They're idiots for that, though.
You got to talk to us, bro. I ain't seen you this quiet. I'm
still in mourning, man. I'm still in mourning after that 5-0, man. It's not easy, man. You know, I said that quote, it ain't easy. It ain't easy, man. I felt like you would have told me, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I get why Toby left, man. But I don't know, man. I was there at the 6-1. You know what I mean? When City done a 6-1, and I thought that was the worst day. You know what I mean? Tottenham done a 6-1. But this one for me is probably the worst day in my life, to be honest with you, as a United fan. That 5-0, the drubbing. In terms of how bad it was, I mean, it was really, really bad. And people will come at me and say, well, if Bruno took his chance, I still think Liverpool would have scored 3 or 4 because our defence is hopeless. We don't have no system. We don't have no style, you know. The woman next to me, Leslie, she's been watching 51 years United. I said that's the worst we've seen. You know what I mean? And I had to suffer through that. That's what I did. I was suffering. I was there, man, and I felt like, yo, what am I doing here, man? I knew we were going to lose here. Don't get me wrong. I knew Liverpool were going to lose, but not to the man of it. They absolutely slaughtered us. And you know what the worst thing of my own? I don't even think they got out second gear.
No, we didn't. We 100% didn't. What,
yeah. Salah took it easy on us. They took it easy on us. And one thing I want to mention here is that a lot of people gave Jordan Ennis a lot of stick here, and maybe me as well. But for me, he bossed the midfield. We couldn't handle him. We couldn't handle Keita running in between the lines. We were all over the place, mate. Fred was marking about 3 midfielders. McTominay was a coward again. I mean, Ronaldo was running around like a headless chicken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the worst player on that pitch was Harry Hotpoint Maguire.
Listen, I'm done with him.
Harry Beckenbauer.
I mean, you don't
understand. He was the worst. He was the worst player on that pitch. Like, from that opening goal, where the fuck was he? And you see the highlights of the goals, and you see him rugby tackling Shaw, you know, leaving open spaces. Like, and then Lindelof, I didn't see either of them. Like, I know a lot of the blame is going to go on the two midfielders, McFred. But where was the rest of that team?
Both of them, Shaw and Maguire, for me, they're still in that England hype.
Wan-Bissaka, you know, gets talked up in the same breath as Trent.
No, I never said that. Who said
I hope the footballing world saw. No, but people do say that. Wan-Bissaka, they put him in the same breath as even Reece James, and Trent. Those fullbacks are clear of Wan-Bissaka, man. Don't ever talk his name in the same breath as Trent, Alexander the Great. One's a footballer, one's like a...
He's an athlete.
He wasn't even an athlete, though. He couldn't
even... He's an athlete. That's all he is. He can run up and down, and that's it.
Grizz, haven't you noticed? Apparently nobody cares that Trent is so good on the ball because he can't defend. So it doesn't matter that he's exceptional on the ball. Aaron Wan-Bissaka is the one who can defend, and look at the contrast in performance.
Jota's movement was too clever for him. Jota ran rings around him all game with his inside runs. Bissaka didn't know what to do with him. I thought it was... I'm gonna own up. All right, I text Steve before the game, and I was like, this could get tricky. Only when I saw the team news, like, he rested Mane and Matip for the biggest
game.
That's
how bad we are, man.
This guy's done. Oi, our coaches are done, you know, though. I'm not joking.
Yeah, they're different. You know. That's the difference, man.
He rested
to the text.
Yes, yeah, Steve said, shut up, you're gonna smash these. And I just lolled and I put the phone down.
Right? You're nervous.
Because it was 1-0 already. But as soon as he said it was 1-0, right? Yeah. And he played Keita and Milner and Henderson. And Liverpool fans were like, oh, this could be tricky because Mane, Matip are integral to the way we play, and Fabinho. But he just rested our key players for these mans. He rested them for like Brighton next week, which he thought might be more trickier. But that's taking the piss, bro.
Listen, that's a level in quality, innit? Our bench is probably better than our first team. You know what I mean? He's putting people on the bench that deserve to be playing. But that's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. That just shows you the kind of level of coaching. You know, he brought on Pogba to play him right wing just so that he could keep on McFred. These are the kind of things that we're dealing with, man. We're suffering right now, man. And all United fans, all I say to you is just, you know, stay sane, mate, because... It's all ending now. It's all ending. That's all I can say to you people.
Man, so Conte's coming. Are you sure?
No, Conte's coming, and it's And it's going to be scary hours for the rest of you lot. That's all I'm saying.
If you get clipped next week because you're saying this now, don't say to me, "Oh, why is it always me?" Don't say that.
No. I'm saying it to you right here. You guys best be fearful when Conte comes to United. That's all I'm saying to you.
Oh, Conte comes.
That's when we're ready, mate. I'm telling you. You guys enjoy all of the Solskjaer. When we get Conte, we're coming out for you all. All you lot that doubted me, yeah. All you lot in the chat, mate. We're coming.
Yes, sister man in the balaclava. Sister man in the balaclava.
I'm telling you.
Can we again? We're drifting to Man United. I don't give a shit about the problem. This super chat, JML is on the button. Not enough praise to Henderson for that pass to Salah for his third. People would be gassed if that was KDB that done it. That pass, you know, we spoke about Salah's assist last week against Watford. This was better, you know. This was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was, but yeah.
Mad.
Quality pass. It was ruthless, man. That performance was ruthless from Liverpool.
It was ruthless for 45 minutes, though. After that, we just vibes.
You didn't need to go for like 5-0 up at half, 4-0 up at half time, score another one.
Apparently, Ole's instructions were go and keep a clean sheet in the second half. We scored after 5 minutes.
Man said, when is it damage limitation? 4-0. What the fuck?
This is a manager. You lot told me I'm talking nonsense. You know, I need apologies for you, man.
I've enjoyed the ride, mate.
Who said you're talking nonsense about what?
Fuggery's got a list as long as his arm full of bullshit you've come out with. And it's not
even season. No.
The most damage.
That's me just gassing. But I'm talking about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I've always kept consistent on you. And people like Boogie Man have apologized. I accept the apologies, but you know, I've been calling it. I don't know if you guys are just trolling me. You know what I mean? I don't know if you were trolling me, but I've been calling it for 2 years.
Name.
And now I've got people who are my biggest enemy now writing apologies to me. I don't want any apologies. All I want is Man United to be successful. That's all I'm asking.
Man said the
and we can be on here. And have that chest.
This club is a mess on and off the pitch. You've got Ed Woodward looking to extend his contract until April now.
Because
to replace the CEO and the manager at the same time is going to be difficult. But I don't know.
But that's what they need, Matisse. They not only need the manager to go, they need the football.
You got the class of 92, classless, nibbling on toenails for breakfast, in the Sky Sports studio chatting nonsense.
Bro.
Doing a whole heap of madness, bro.
And Toby. Don't ever say Scholes is better than Vieira again, but my man.
That's not my legend.
Have some respect, man.
No. Bro. That's not my legend. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but don't say that again.
I'm not doing any business out here. That's
Vieira could never.
Them class 92 duns, they're fruity. They're fruity and they're odd. So, drop me out of that.
From Big Vieira, mate.
Damaging
weekend for you, man, isn't it? Shit, I forgot about that Scholes thing. What's going on there?
Listen, I don't know, man. You get me?
The whole place is banter now, Turkish. The whole place is banter. I don't get why everyone's feeling sorry for him. At the end of the day, people need to realise that this club
was
shitting on every single club in this league for 20 years. They had banners up everywhere. They're all walking around like they were fucking brilliant. But let me just tell everyone who supports that club over the road now, yeah? Anything we say about Man United now...
Don't talk too soon, Steve.
Listen, no, let me speak, Balaclava boy. Anyone can say anything about
Man
United.
Why are you
trigging,
man? Just relax, man.
All they say to you is, oh, you're obsessed. You always talk about Man United. Let me just draw a line under this. That's not obsession. We're taking the fucking piss out of you because you're shit. At the end of the day, you're shit. Your manager's shit. The chairman's shit. Your ground's shit. The pitch is full of rats. It's leaking on the roof. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Maguire's garbage, and there's people sweating in the car park, and your big fan over there, is wearing a balaclava. So we're taking the piss, mate.
Steve, so all I understand it. Hold on a minute. Steve, just relax, man. I understand, Man City are still having eclipsed by United, even though we've been bad in a couple of years. I don't understand you want to be United. Why do you want that validation, man? Nobody cares about City, that's my baby.
Let me talk. No one cares what you say. You've rabbited on all season. All I'm saying is, your big, mighty Goliath of a club that you thought was invincible is crumbling, and it's come back to bite you on the arse. So don't be getting sympathy
with
anyone.
We're not crumbled yet, though.
I don't care if you get relegated tomorrow, go bankrupt, and you go and support Oldham Athletic.
But that won't happen, though.
It might happen, though, because the way you're looking now, it's pretty shit.
No, it won't happen, mate. It won't happen. We'll be back, man, so it's temporary.
And the Blues are coming for you. You know that, don't you? 2 week time, the Blues are coming.
Nobody cares about Man City. That's what all I did say to you. No one's going to make you feel sorry
and make you feel better.
That's all I'm saying.
No one cares about United, don't count us out, man.
Because when Conte comes down the road, yeah,
I've been waiting 10 years for this comeback.
When it starts rattling up Guardiola, that's when you'll see. And that's when I'm coming to your door.
Yeah, you said that after Man City.
I'm going to swing your car for you. You said quadruple at the start of the season.
What happened with the quadruple?
Listen, Toby, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things people say, yeah?
I'm just saying, it just seems like, Toby,
I know what I'm saying, a lot of things that you say,
listen,
they don't materialize.
It is what it is, yeah. But anyway, apparently from Mr. Romano's tweet something.
How Fogri's video was. He's got clips.
No, you know, I'm so Fogri, man. Yo, listen to you. I'm coming for you, you know. I got this balaclava. Why are you coming for me all the time, man? What is anything that are longer than ever. No, I know it is. He takes his time on my videos, you know. Skull Fogri, watch out, man.
He takes his time on my videos. He's just average. He's just the average.
He takes too much time on my videos, man. Chill out, man.
He takes too much time.
Let me say this, man.
Steve was on the Titanic at the start of the season.
No, because you know what he's doing? Man. He's going through my videos and like some of the videos are like 3 years ago, man. Two years ago.
People send the corn now.
People always send the material,
bro, that video, yeah. I was in a casino shop. You know what I'm saying? That's when I started off on YouTube, so the algorithm would have been hitting anywhere down there. So I don't know. This guy must have went deep, deep and thought maybe write only 10-year contract or something like that. Madness, man.
That's what I mean. There's so much content of you, Saeed. Like,
you know what it is. I'll be honest with you, yeah, mate. Like, when it's bad times like this, man, I'm not that kind of guy where, like, I fold into it. I try and bring some sort of positivity, man. I'm just having a little laugh out here, you know what I mean? Like, when I said that quadruple, I was so gassed about the team. And what happens then is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer just depresses you. That's what he's done.
But you knew you were the one that's been telling us about Ole.
No, but you know what it is? I fought for once. I get it. But I fought for once the Ronaldo factor, Sancho, everything that's included. I fought for once here that would override Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's kind of
capabilities.
Ronaldo isn't a problem, by the way.
I did warn you guys that Ronaldo and Bruno, it's not Ronaldo's fault, mate. I'm not saying it is.
Ronaldo's a problem. Again, so this is what I'm saying. You don't understand the depth. Yeah, he's a problem.
No. Listen to me.
Just because you've got these players, it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to ride your luck and score goals after full time like you did last season and continue to get three stoppage time winners and think you're going to bail yourself out.
It's a midfield, mate. Every
single time. When you mentioned that quadruple, whether it was a joke or not, you are sitting on a panel where half the teams have proper managers with proper systems, with proper tactics, with proper ideologies, and are making their teams better than what sometimes they are. And you've come in with Ollie, and you know damn well Ollie's going to screw you over. You're not winning shit with this brother. We've been here before.
Yeah, we're
how are you going to go from 9 or whatever it is, 6 or 7 semi-final, final defeats to winning?
That's why we need to copy your model. That's why when we get Conte, we never know.
If you get Conte, you guys,
were like me.
I want to give a lot of credit to Naby Keita because he scored a goal against Atletico Madrid midweek as well. And I thought it was a big shame that he went off injured because this is a guy that struggled with injuries. He's finally got some fitness. I was saying to Grizz before the season started, is your injury-prone midfield Thiago, Chamberlain, Naby Keita, are they going to stay fit? And he stayed fit. And you said it, Grizz, to be fair to you, go back to your opinions on Naby Keita before. You were saying, listen, this is a damn good player. He's not a flop. Just hasn't played the minutes. We've seen Naby Keita now for a stretch of games. He's been playing well, scoring bangers. Then it's unfortunate he gets injured again. It was a poor tackle. So
Matisse, you know yesterday, Matisse, yeah? And I think I've been a fair critic of Naby. I haven't gone overboard either way. I haven't called him a flop and I haven't called him a success. And the reason for that is he hasn't been available enough to be seen whether he's a good fit for us or not, whether he's a good footballer. But every time he's played, the lad's done well. But he's never had a statement game. You know, when we talk about signings and we talk about, yes, they run a game where we know they've landed. This was that game. For that first 45 or whenever he got injured, 50 minutes or whatever it was, 60 minutes, he was the best player on the park, apart from Mohamed Salah. But, you know, he's on a different planet at the moment. But on Earth, right, or on Old Trafford, he was the best player for that before he got injured. He was magnificent. He was the Bundesliga Naby that we scouted. His pressing, his tenacity, his ball retention, his energy, and his calmness in front of goal. He scored three goals already this season. Banging goals, important goals, crucial goals. And then he goes and gets a fucking nasty, nasty challenge. And you know what? We won 5-0, so it's not crying. So don't get your violins out, people in the chat, because I'll block every single fucker of you, right? You start doing that, right? But Anthony Taylor was a nasty referee. He was still awful, you know? Like, to not be able to send off that challenge. And then anyone see the Bruno Fernandes challenge on Curtis Jones as well, just above the Yang call?
I thought that was a bit crazy as well.
Naughty. It was naughty. Nah. And this referee, you know what I mean?
He was shocking, by the way. That referee was a
shocking referee.
Shocking referee, mate.
Most of them are.
He's one of the worst Turkish.
They're actually all one of the worst, Chris. I can't lie.
I hear you. I know what you're saying.
It's very hard to find who's good these days.
I know what you're saying.
Did anybody watch Maguire's interview after the game? Now, that is the captain of Man United. It looked like a 12-year-old kid had been dragged out the crowd and asked to explain what went on. Did you see it? It was a fucking joke.
He said, "I'm here because I have to be here."
It was a joke. And that's the captain of Man United. And I think we were on the firm with Chris and we spoke about captains, yeah? Leaders of a club of a certain size. And this is what I'm saying. The club from top to bottom is all over the place. That first goal Liverpool scored, yeah? It was unbelievable.
What was that?
Fernandes doing this one-man press on his own. So he got that far up the pitch. There was a massive gap behind him. They knocked it past him. Then someone else ran. They knocked it to him. Wan-Bissaka was running over 100 miles an hour. He got knocked past him. Next minute, it's a goal. I've never seen anything like it. And that ain't me trolling. That's my honest opinion. If that was Arsenal, Spurs, I'd say the same. It was unbelievable. And I'm sat there watching that yesterday, and I'm like, the guy's lost his job. You can't. There's no level where that's acceptable, especially A, against Liverpool, yeah, and B, like you say, at home on the run they've been on. But I just think, I don't know, fucking the paper over the cracks all the time. Do you know what I mean? If they go and beat Tottenham now, Ronaldo scores a last minute winner, they'll be back in the fucking car park swaying again.
Steve, I've got the car park on lockdown.
I actually agree with Steve as well. And the thing with Man United is this has been happening. So like Scholes even said it on Wednesday, like this has been happening pretty much most of Ollie's tenure, where teams can play through Man United so easily. Like the first two goals that Liverpool scored yesterday, the amount of space that Liverpool's key players are having, like the ease in which team can play through them. Leicester the other weekend, Leicester have been one of the most out of form sides in the Premier League, and they literally played Man United off the park for large parts of that game. It's so easy to play against United.
They've been a counter-attacking team, and they've got results. They've got to semi-finals, finals, and they've come close in the league by being a counter-attacking team. That was the strength. That is how they played. They had a system, and you knew if you went a bit too gung-ho on them, City's done it a few times, we've been caught out, and they fucking beat us. Now, they've got no system. They're trying to squeeze a Ronaldo in there. That doesn't work at the minute, right? Cavani, last season, towards the end of last season, was playing unreal. He was sharp. He was chasing it down. It looked like he got a new lease of life, signed a new contract, sat on the fucking bench now. They got Ronaldo throwing his arms around, doing all this because he can't see his ass. Listen, Ronaldo's a fantastic player, but at least have a system in mind where you think, yeah, we need Ronaldo. I'm going to play him in that system. He didn't. They signed Ronaldo, sold all the shirts. The protest got called off. They thrown him in the team. He scored a couple of late winners against shit teams in the Champions League. And all of a sudden, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They're going to do nothing. The whole plan has fell apart. He's got to have a manager now that's going to either grab a pair of bollocks and say, you know what, Ronaldo, you're going to have to sit on the bench for a few games while I get my head around this system. Create a system, fit Ronaldo in it, and then
and
push
him. And that's why we said,
if they don't do it, they're fucked. Because they're trying
and that's
to
why we said. And that's why we said Ronaldo is and will be a problem. For that very reason, Steve, what
but
you
when
just
I
say
it, Chris, I'm a hater, but I'm not. I'm a football man.
No.
I give him his plaudits when he scores them goals because he's only him can do it.
Individual brilliance wins you games, but over a 38 game season, he's doing more harm than good because the system.
No, because I look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture for me isn't Ronaldo.
What about Sancho? When are we going to start discussing that this guy is still not?
No, you can't call him a flop.
There's nothing to discuss.
Exactly. What are you discussing, man?
Well, you say what are we discussing, but when my new signings come in, you're screaming Shai Havertz into your mic when my signings.
But Shai Havertz had game time, though, didn't he?
Now Jadon Sancho is.
No, hold on a minute. Did Shai Havertz have game time?
And you ain't got nothing to say about
it. No, again, you don't ask my question.
Shai Havertz is at game time. Shai Havertz speak.
He's still calling him Shai Havertz.
Well, he is.
I'm not calling him.
So when my new signings come in and they're not performing, we're talking about it. So why are we not talking about yours? Where is Sancho?
No. Because
what is the plan?
You had game time. Sancho has had any game time.
He definitely has a consistent game time. I love Sancho.
No. For me, he hasn't a consistent game time. He's not. I don't think he's played two games in a row starting.
Sancho, do you know
when I got trolled about Sancho?
Game time, man.
Do you know when I got trolled loads about Sancho when he didn't choose Liverpool and he's gone to United and we got Sancho and all that celebration, everything. I said, Jota, I guarantee you, put any bet with me, and Man United fans have. So I can't wait to ching.
So what are you trying to say? You're happy you got Jota?
No, because I said Jota will get more goals and assists than Sancho. And they were like,
you're judging that on a manager who's poor, man. The manager's not getting the best out of him.
Give Sancho time.
How many other players are we talking about that haven't got the best out of him? This is not a Sancho problem. It's not a Ronaldo problem. This is a managerial problem. And as soon as you guys realise that, the sooner the better. For me, once we get a proper manager,
it's a Man United problem, Saeed. It's a Man United problem.
Well, obviously, everything's included in Man United because it's from the structure. It's a Man United problem. Downwards. I understand that, but what I'm trying to say to you is, like, it's not my fault that he's picking McFred. Did you see the balance? Well, Fred was marking three people. These are the problems at Man United. Ronaldo and all these problems, they're a problem. I understand that in terms of we're not going to press as much. You know what I mean? The mobility up front is not going to be the same. But it's for me, it's a bigger problem than the certain individuals, mate. And I'm going to Solskjaer. Once he goes, Conte will not allow this to happen. I'm telling you right now, Conte will come in. You know this more than anyone, Matisse. He will come in, stamp his authority, and he'll let you know if you're playing or not. And if you're not pulling your weight, mate, you're out of the team. And that's what we want. We don't want no favourites, man. We want to win.
Only in game sack.
Well, that's to your sources, anyway.
The one thing I'll say of Conte is he doesn't usually come in mid-season. Because he picks his squad and he does his job. To come in mid-season with all of these different players that belong to different styles of football and different formations, different systems, some can press, some can't press. You've got 36-year-old who can't press, you've got Greenwood who can press, you've got Wan-Bissaka who can't combine on the wing, you've got Maguire who's like...
Conte ain't coming in mid-season, man.
It's a lot.
You might tell each other that. You might be salty, innit?
I'm telling you.
Why can't you come
here? Manchester United fans are not expecting Conte to come here and turn you into title winners immediately. I hope you're going to give him some time. Because I'm just saying, don't expect miracles because your squad is so effed. I don't think you even understand how messy it is. I'm not saying you don't have quality. You've got loads of quality, but it's so messy. There's so much going on there. So much going on.
I agree. I don't think there is much going on there. I think you add maybe two or three players and a competent manager, and the conversation is very different at Man United.
Thank you. That's it.
But Toby, if you were to, would you press with that team or would you not press? Would you play Ronaldo or would you not play Ronaldo? Would you play Pogba?
Ronaldo has not pressed for this pressing thing. Ronaldo, we need to bin it. He's not pressed for years. Yeah.
Right then.
We need to bin it. He's not pressed for years. At Real Madrid, he didn't press. He's not pressed for years. Yeah, you manage Ronaldo's minutes. There's no reason why Rashford can't press. There's no reason why Greenwood can't press. There's no reason why Bruno can't press.
Do you remember when Pep first came into Manchester City, he dropped Aguero because he wasn't pressing? Do you remember that?
Man United have attackers that are capable of pressing. They have Cavani on the bench. He's a pressing animal. Yeah,
exactly.
I think this isn't... We're not looking at a team who fundamentally cannot press. They have players that are capable of pressing. They just don't have a coach.
I think you're underrating the mechanics and coaching behind pressing and structured pressing.
I'm not underrating anything.
You just mentioned... Let me finish. Because you just mentioned players.
Pressing is a physical... pressing is a physical action. Yeah,
it's not only a physical action though, because all of them are fit and able to run, which you're saying that equals pressing.
No, I'm not saying that, bro. I'm not.
Watch how Bobby Firmino, Jota, Mane press, and then compare it to.
It's about what they, Grizz.
It's how they coached into pressing.
I get that, and mentally, it's about what they're willing to do.
You're coming across like Sam Allardyce, who said when people talk about Klopp and Jurgen pressing.
No, let's chill. Let's chill.
Let me tell you why. Look, Sam. When Jurgen Klopp came over, everyone said the likes of Sam Allardyce said, "Oh, what is this? Something new? Come on, mate. We've been doing pressing." And then Klopp's team showed him how to press properly, with structure, with organization as a team, not just running around chasing the ball. That's I'm what Bruno was doing yesterday. Bruno was just running around chasing the ball and picking them off.
I'm not asking for that. What I'm saying to you is, Man United. It's not like Man United have players who can't press. I know the player obviously has to be a grafter on the pitch. Why can't Rashford graft? Is Rashford a lazy player to you on the pitch? Does Greenwood strike you as a lazy player, young player? Bruno, we know he runs around.
He's one of the lowest runners in the league, that United team. So, did you see it?
Yeah, they are.
Per game, they're one of the lowest. That's
of course.
Gary Neville said it the other day. And you know what Gary Neville said as well the other day? It's interesting. He said, Man City's coming in 2 weeks. He went, Manchester City might win 1-0. He went, but it'll be more embarrassing than this, he said, because they'll toy with him and we won't touch the ball. And you can see that. If I pray to God that Liverpool were so lucky that they got them there, because if we'd have got them now, because City and Liverpool at the minute, you've seen the game we had.
It's only 2 weeks away, Steve, don't worry.
On the same level. Remember I talked to you about intensity and levels, yeah? Mm. Chelsea, they've got that level, because when City went toe-to-toe at Stamford Bridge, they tried their best to match him, and we came out on top 1-0, but we was high. We went to Liverpool. Liverpool matched us. That game was high. There's not many teams can come to that level. Man United, I think, honestly, I don't think Bruno was told to press. I think the game got the better of him, and I think he just went on a mad one on his own because he wanted to just...
What does that now have to come with? That can't come to coaching.
You know what I mean?
Where's
I
the element of... With,
but everyone behind him, you can't... Like Chris says, that pressing, it takes time. And if you go and press and the guy behind you doesn't drop where you should be and he doesn't follow him and all that, it all goes to shit. So everyone's got to be on the game. But at the minute, I can't... If I'm a neutral watching Man United, I don't know what kind of tactics Ollie's trying to play. It confuses the fucking life out of me. That's what I mean. I don't know. And you United fans, you tell me, is he assistant? Is he not assistant? Is he clueless? I mean, with Ronaldo doing that with his arms, was he taking the piss? Because Solskjaer did that with his arms. Did you see it? Solskjaer did all this Ronaldo apparently went like that, as if to say, what the fuck are you talking about? So
I don't know what that was about. But listen, I just need to take a minute now. Obviously, it's nearly 40 minutes in. And as much as I'd like to continue talking about United and what's happened to them over there, there is other results to talk about. But first and foremost, I need to say a big thank you. It's record numbers tonight, 6,400 in the building. It's mad. Love for the love. Obviously, last week our shows were a bit skewed because of the Arsenal fixtures Monday and Friday. It's our first Monday back for a couple of weeks, and it's record numbers, 6.4K. It's mad. But listen, people, obviously subscribe, put the notifications on, but it's not just me here. It's all of us. All of us make this show. All of our channels are in the description below. Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Toby, and Matisse. Yes, it is Saeed under the balaclava because I see a few new people asking who it is.
Don't worry, man. When we come back, we're gonna get flags and everything. Off, man. Just wait till content.
You can take it off when you're ready. You can take it off.
When we finish over United, I'll take it off.
Yeah, we're done. Pressing me about
United. Say no more.
We got most talent as well, man.
There's so much we could talk about. There's so much we could talk about with this game. And I knew it was going to big up Mo Salah 100% because a hat-trick, he reconfirmed his place as...
The only player in the Premier League to score a hat-trick at Old Trafford while their star boy was on the pitch. He came on that pitch with a mission. I told you, as soon as they brought Ronaldo, I knew it's going to up Salah's game to another level. That just shows you the mentality of this king. King mentality this brother has. King mentality.
And you know what? I also want to get a few super chats in because there's been a ton of super chats coming in the first 40 minutes. There's a few ringers in the chat as well. Do your thing in the chat. It's all mad. The numbers are mad. So do your thing in the chat, people. But let me get some of these super chats in. Mr. Singh says, as United fans, it's better to stay silent and take the L. It was a shambolic performance and the club are in a mess. Defending United is digging your own grave. Also, big up Khan Saab for Pakistan's win. Big up the rest of you. Joey says, Man United are finished, bro. Just accept it. All those times you guys had the refs in your pocket with Sir Alex Ferguson bullying. But now he's not in the dugout. You guys are a mess. Let's see what else we have here. If Klopp wasn't so modest, it would have been 10. Bayern would have scored 10. They don't show an ounce of mercy and not enough praise to Henderson. We obviously spoke about Henderson. I think there was not enough praise for Salah today, but I think there'll be more than enough praise throughout the season because it seems like this season he's got a point to prove. And yeah, I can't lie. It's all mad right now in terms of his form. He's best player in the world in agreement, everyone here?
Yeah.
Yeah, has to be.
That's what I like to see. That's what I like to see because, you know what I mean? We're all football men on here. And the fact that you all just straight away nodded, no one tried to make noise, you know, I respect you all for that. I was waiting for someone to say Lewandowski. I thought Toby's going to bring his Bayern German footy knowledge to the show. And I was going to just...
Salah, Benzema and Lewandowski, yeah, they're the top three. But
in that order. In that order.
Yeah, we're going to move on now, but let me just finish up. All the channel links are in the description, including Skullfuggery's. Big up Skullfuggery for the video again today, doing overtime. I see your video on Flex as well earlier on Twitter. If you haven't already, go subscribe to Skullfuggery. His channel's there, his Twitter, Skullfuggery. Just search that, you'll find it. More clips, more, you know, content. You'll see all of it. And the Big Six channel, official channel, it hasn't launched yet, but we're close to 5K. So subscribe, and it's launching real soon. I can't put a date on it. The content is planned. We're just waiting on the studio and for all of us to get together and sort it out. But make sure you're subscribed and look out for that. On to the next one. What's the next biggest one? I put Chelsea in the title because it's only Norwich, but it was a big win without Lukaku as well. But obviously, Tottenham losing, Arsenal's impressive win, Man City doing business. Where should we go to next?
Tottenham's always fun. I mean, West Ham, London derby.
I've just had a depressive 42 minutes. I can't go straight into another depressive
football. I'm not going to be depressed.
I'm just trying to get it all out of the way, Steve.
I was smiling when I joined this. When I joined the stream, I'm not letting this team
my
time anymore. You can bash them all you want. I don't care. You know what I did after the Spurs game yesterday? I went to my friend's party in the evening. I don't give a shit about this team at the moment right now.
Wow. Well, I thought you would have gone shopping because, you know, you're starting to do the shopping thing now, you know what I mean, instead of going to the game.
Bro, man, no. Bro, listen.
Wearing a lovely new shirt, it seems. Look at them biceps pumping out of the shirt. Lovely stuff there.
I've worn this on your stream. I don't know why you're lying for the chat. But honestly, no, I'm there's hyperbole on it. Of course I care about Spurs, but honestly, like, there's no point in getting angry, man. I wasn't angry at full-time yesterday. What's the point? The team's dead. The team's dead. So that's all I have to say on the matter. The team's dead, and we didn't hire the right coach. I'm not going to go into it more than that. You lot can analyse the game if you want to.
You can't even, you can't ban Toby.
I'd rather see your shopping list than talk about Spurs. Let me know what you got on the shopping list. Have you got mangoes on there?
Yesterday I bought a waistcoat, so that was good.
I need to see you in a waistcoat. Yeah, I do need to see
that. It's on my Instagram. I had a black tie event in the evening. So
this guy, you know, he's James Bond, mate. He's the new James Bond. I'm telling you now, the amount of black tie events and mad pina colada parties he goes to, he's definitely working for MI5.
If you follow me on Instagram, the past couple of weeks have been so weird. I've gone from my black tie event to Mykonos to football, to this, to that. It's just very obscure.
You know, if I supported Tottenham, Toby, I'd be an alcoholic, I'd be on crack, heroin, and I'd be fucking nearly dead. You're the only man that supports Tottenham that's on pina coladas, black tie events, and living the life. You know what I mean? Tottenham's doing it. If Tottenham was winning, you'd probably be a bit, you know, living it a bit mellow, but because Tottenham is shit, you just think, fuck it.
If Tottenham were winning, I'd be unbearable, but yeah, I got to take my L, man. Okay, so West Ham, where are West Ham in the table now? Are they in the top four?
I think the fourth, aren't they?
Yeah.
What is going on at Tottenham now? Can we analyse it?
Take off the balaclava and come straight for Toby.
Yeah, he's back.
No, I'm just saying that because I want to know what the situation is because I've heard, like, you know, Tottenham fans are asking him to be gone and it's Nuno out. What is the problem? Like, I'm being serious, Toby. Like, I know we have banter and all. What is the problem? Is he not getting the best out of Kane? Is it midfield? What is the problem at Tottenham?
Loads of things, man. The main issue isn't Nuno, man. I can get why fans want him out, but the main issue is not Nuno. The main issue is the people who hired Nuno, the people who have let the squad get to where it's got to. And then after that, it's the players. The players aren't good enough, man. The players are not good enough. We signed Emerson. We thought he was turning the corner. Two good games in succession. And then yesterday, I mean, Newcastle last week, he was awful. And then yesterday, terrible again. We've signed yet another right back who looks like he doesn't have the full set of skills that we need. The midfield, there's no creativity. Literally no creativity. And then up top as well, we've got Harry Kane, who still hasn't really hit his stride. I thought that goal last week would kickstart his season, but he was poor against West Ham. Lucas Moura, how many times have I called him a bonehead? He just runs around the pitch. He's a right winger, but doesn't actually play right wing. He's literally a right winger for Spurs, yet he's playing number six, number eight, number 10. He does everything but play in his position. So, yeah, the players are poor. And then on top of that, we have a manager who, yeah.
that super chat is taking a piss, man.
You're lucky I don't have more smoke for you, Sage, you know.
Yeah, I know, man. I can't battle you enough.
You think I forget that earlier in the season? Let me not get back to Man United. I'm going to have more chance. Yeah,
let's move on, man. I don't want to talk about
sports. No. You try to.
It's like that ex. You don't want to talk about the ex or something. You know what I mean?
I don't want to speak about them. I don't understand. Do you want to speak about them? You can speak about them.
Yeah, because we need to do
something. How was Harry Kane against West Ham? Because it always comes back to him, I'm afraid. Because he was the money man over the summer. So how was Harry Kane in this game?
He was poor, but he was probably the best. He was probably the best of the three attackers. Son was crap, and Moura was even worse.
So, I just think this squad could have done with some heavy investment over the summer.
I do too.
Heavy investment. The signings that you made didn't really tell me that you're very ambitious to move up the table. Like you said, I think your prediction like very much stay the same place, like knocking around that seventh, eighth position and more time a lot of teams have to spend just to stay where they are, let alone spend to actually improve, because the league is always getting better. You look at Aston Villa, I know they spent the Grealish money, but they've improved so much, and last season they finished 11th. So it's like with Tottenham, I don't understand. Are you still paying off the stadium? Like what is the issue here? Why you're not going out? Or can you not attract the players you need to attract? I think the manager merry-go-round kind of told me before the season started that you guys don't really know what direction you're trying to go into, because every single manager you were linked with had a completely different philosophy. One minute is Ten Hag, who plays a completely separate identity to Conte, who's completely different to someone like Gattuso, who's way less experienced. And then Fonseca, like the writing was on the wall before the season started that you guys didn't have a clear plan. We talk about planning. We spoke about it with Man United. There's just no plan. How do you want to play? Do you want to play the Tottenham way, or do you want to be more pragmatic? And Grizz is laughing because, again, I don't get this whole Tottenham way. I said it to you before the season started. What is the obsession with playing the Tottenham way when you've not won anything?
What is the Tottenham way?
Thank you. I'm glad you said it because I was about to.
What is the Tottenham way?
Listen, all of that bullshit. Tottenham ain't got that period of success and trophies to say that's the Tottenham way. What the fuck is the Tottenham way? But my thing with you, Tobes, and I've mentioned it before, it's a mad one for Tottenham and Tottenham fans, because it's like you got to the top table without success. Do you get what I'm saying? So you've got to give the owners some credit there, because you're at the top table and you haven't been successful on the pitch where it brings in trophies. So surely they get some sort of credit for that. I feel like they've got you to the top table and the expectations have... Well, am I the only one hearing the madness? It's gone now anyway. Your expectations have risen, but that they've risen because they've put you at the top table through the back door, basically. But like, it's not like you've won a league. Like, it's not like Leicester fans should actually feel a bit more like, not upset with their owners, because obviously their owners are very good and what they're doing over there is a big project and whatnot. But Leicester have expectations now. Do you get what I'm saying? Where there's a Leicester way, and and their fans can demand that maybe in 5 years if things ain't going well because they've done something. Tottenham don't have that. Tottenham are here because of the owner. I just don't understand the situation you man are in.
I think you can give the owners some credit, of course. You give them the credit for the good they've done. I think a reasonable Spurs fan will tell you that, like, it's not been all bad with Enoch, but the fact of the matter is they've been under their tenure as one trophy in like 21 years. They've taken us as far as they can take us, as far as they could take us. They've made all this money. They spoke about Spurs needing to go to the next level. They know what it takes for teams to do well in the league these days. You need to spend. You won't win anything without spending. Like, and if you do, it's a fluke. It's a fluke. If you look at the winners, if you look at the last couple of winners in the Premier League in the last decade, yeah, it's usually been the team that spends the most, with the exception of Leicester, or spends like one of the biggest spenders. So you are contradicting yourself when you're saying that you want to move to the next level, but you don't want to do what it takes to get to the next level. It doesn't make sense. And like Matisse said, everything that they do, they just contradict themselves. They say they want to play attacking football, but they hire a conservative or even counter-attacking manager. They say they want to retain the best players, but yet you keep signing poor players and you retain shit players. You keep clinging on to crap players. Like, everything they do, they just contradict. Like, they're just a walking contradiction. And you can see it in our approach. You can see it in the way we play. You can see it with the mishmash of players we have in our team. You can see it with the mishmash of staff we have behind the scenes as well. You can see it with the mishmash bullshit that they do in the press as well. So nothing about this club tells you that they have any idea what they want to do, which is why it's time for them to go. Like, they don't actually have a clue.
What's Tottenham value that?
Probably, I don't know, like, maybe, I would say fair valuation is probably like 1.7 to 2 billion.
Fucking hell.
I think people say we're being harsh as well in the chat on Tottenham, potentially because they're sick with 15 points, 2 points off top four. But you've lost 4 out of your 9 games, 5 wins, and minus 4 goal difference. I think
there's nothing harsh about it.
It's not as good as it reads.
We lost, you know, to the points. We lost to the test the other week.
Yeah,
Vitesse
yeah.
got beaten by some team in the yeah. Eredivisie literally yesterday called Go Ahead Eagles or some bullshit like that. Teams that you wouldn't even find on the Foot Manager, and we lost to them. We couldn't even create a clear cut chance against the team. And we've been seeing this bullshit for like 2 years now. Last season it was Zagreb. The season before it was losing 1-0 to Colchester. Like, bro.
Yeah, fuck me. Yeah.
This isn't just, oh, Spurs are sick, whatever. Like, the team stinks.
Do you not have the same director of football that built that Juventus team that won all those Serie A titles in a row? I know. I'm just saying, like, that. You.
I'll be real to you. I don't care about him anymore. Like,
he
wanted to bring Gattuso in. Like, he's done some good things at Spurs, he contradicts, again, the stuff that we said in the summer. So, yeah, I'll be real with you. I was just trying to think to myself,
maybe he can build a team, given the finances, but if he was trying, I don't know, Gattuso is an interesting appointment. I'm not really sure what he was thinking with that one. It really made no sense.
Chris here with the Super Chat says, big fan of the show. Being from America, it's hard to find people who know what they're talking about when it comes to the Premier League. Love from Miami. Big up, Chris. Big up everyone. Big up, still over 6K in the building. Hit the like button if you haven't already. Enough Tottenham talk. Steve, I know you're probably fed up of it. You don't even want to get into it.
Let's talk City.
It's what it is, isn't it? Nah, listen. Tottenham's Tottenham, isn't it? We're going to be talking the same old shit for the next probably 10 years until they go.
until they give you Kane.
Listen, nah, City, look, City, Brighton doing well. You know what I mean? I said it on my preview. They've had a great start. I think they won at Brentford, Burnley, places like that. So the tails were up. But I thought they're going to try and play football against us, and the way we're playing at the minute, it's not going to work. And like you say, we just, I feel like last season shows, this time last season is exactly the same. I'm saying the same. If we go on a run, you know, and then I say, we're playing well. You're going to probably get another 6 or 7 weeks of me just saying the same thing, because we're playing well. You've got to take your credit to the team. You've got to take credit to the manager. You know, the striker thing was a problem. I admit it. I didn't think we could do it. But he's basically saying, we're going to play that way. And that's the way it is. And looking at the way we're playing, the goals we're scoring, the way we're dominating teams, the way we're going away from home, especially in pressing and doing our own shit, who's going to argue with him? You know what I mean? The guy's a genius at the end of the day. He knows what he's doing. He's getting the best out of his players. Look at Rodri this season. We spoke about it. He's turned the corner. Instead of being that side-to-side defensive crab, making the wrong passes every now and then, he's turning his game around. He's worked on it. Silva, you know what I mean? Bernardo Silva was wanted to leave last year. He wanted to go back to Portugal or Spain, get on the beach. He's knuckled down. Pep's giving him that central role. He's like a man possessed at the minute. Phil Foden, you know what I mean? The press slaughtered Pep. He's stifling the young talent of England, this, that and the other. No, he was protecting the young talent of England. He was protecting him. And for these days now, and now you're seeing the best. And Phil Foden at the minute, he can play him left, right, centre mid, false nine. The kid's enjoying his football, you know what I mean? He's playing with a smile on his face. And the whole City team at the minute is playing really well. There's a buzz around the club. There's a buzz around Pep and the players. There's a buzz around the youth teams. There's some youth players coming in now. We've got West Ham, Wednesday, Carabao Cup. You're going to see some more youth players in that. But from a blue point of view, you know what I mean? From Manchester, the blue side is eating well. We're doing good. You know what I mean? We're not the ones, you know, wearing fucking balaclavas and shit. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. We wore balaclavas for 20 years. Someone nailed it back before. He said, Alex, Man United ruined Steve's childhood. I agree. Man United ruined my childhood. But they're making my adult life absolutely fucking brilliant. So it's making up for it. You know what I mean? It's making up for it. But no, this is what it is. You know, City are doing well. We've just got to keep going. Win at West Ham. Stay in them cups. And we've got Palace at weekend. So, yeah, I'm happy. You know what I mean? It's not for me to say. I'm just keeping it. I know where my team at. And I know where we're going. Grizz knows where they're going. And, you know what I mean? We're not swimming in the fucking car park.
Oh, Matisse. You know where he's going on.
I'm not gonna take that I'm not gonna bite on that.
I really wish you did.
Yeah, I know you wish I did, but I'm actually not gonna do that. I can't
say anything more than that. You know, I can't, you know, what do you want me to do? Break it down into tactics, can do that all day, but the same
for Bernardo Silva, is it?
You know what I mean?
Bernardo Silva for me is top draw, man. A lot of people said he City wanted to sell him, but I think he wanted to leave, didn't he, Steve? So I think for me...
I got told it was a lifestyle thing. I think he's a very much a European guy, you know what I mean? Manchester's pissing down all the time, freezing. He probably just wanted to be strolling around Madrid or something, you know what I mean? In his flip-flops, fair play to him. But look, the football he's playing at the minute... And the team is in at the minute. He's not going to get better than that anywhere else. You know what I mean? So I think he's going to knuckle down and I think he's going to stay. And people laughed at me on this show last year when I said we'd get 60, 70 million for Bernardo Silva. And they were like, you what? And I was telling you, I'm watching week in, week out. The guy's unbelievable. Nice. And he'd be worth more than that now.
Do you reckon he plays better in that hole than De Bruyne? Or do you reckon...
I like
him. They're different players.
He plays better in the middle... Because he can express himself and go wherever he wants. As you've seen against Liverpool, they're chasing him around the park. He's going left, right, through the legs, everything. When you play him out wide, he's only got one way to go. And he's not going to go on the outside here because he ain't got the pace. So he comes in all the time. He's dead easy to play against. So you're stifling his whole play by playing him wide. But then there was this theory that he couldn't play in the middle with De Bruyne. They seem to be too similar. But I think the way Rodri is going now and the way De Bruyne... is playing, it's slightly different. Pep tweaked it a little bit, and I think they're doing all right together. But you're right, Bernardo Silva, you got to appreciate him for a small guy. I'd love to see his running stats because I bet there's not many run more than him in the game. I'm telling you now.
Mm. Yeah, Pep was saying at one point that you guys are going to ask me about the striker situation again if we don't drop points. Do you think you guys can? Because I know you was concerned about a striker before the season started. Do you think you can win the league without the striker, because you didn't obviously get it.
Come on.
Do you know what? Beginning of the season, I said no, right? because I thought 38 games, you're going to get them games. At the minute, the way we're going, it's early doors. We're looking the business. And Pep's right in what he says. The second we lose, because we will lose, the second we lose, people are going to go, we need a striker. You're going to get that all season. It, you know, he's basically come out now and said, look, I'm playing the way I'm going to play, and this is it. Ferran Torres is now injured for like 6-7 weeks, so that might chance his arm. But Liam Delap, the kid they've all been raving about, Rory Delap's son, he's obviously fit now. So if he can sort of get into the mix, this could be a great opportunity for him, and he might be the missing link. He might save us 100 million quid.
He's a player. Yeah. He's a player, yeah, man.
Yeah, remember Bernardo Silva was rumored to be on the way out of City. I thought that was a mad one in the summer because he's... How old is he? 26? 27?
Yeah, 27. Arsenal was linked with him, and I thought if they got him, that was unbelievable. But I knew it was a... The guy told me that the club, he gets a little bit down. He's a bit of a sun man, you know what I mean? And it is what it is, man.
Well, apparently... Well, I don't know, but he didn't want to... come to us. That was the rumor. That was the rumors on our side, because it was Madison Odegaard for a long time. Bernardo Silva became an option because of the rumors that, you know, Guardiola can sell him that. But it never became a reality.
Someone just mentioned in the chat, why is Steve overlooking Palmer, Cole Palmer? If you go on my channel, Cole Palmer, I've been bigging him up all season. He's a great, fantastic talent. He's great. We've got a conveyor belt of them all coming off.
Is that a long-term goal now? Bringing through the youth?
It takes, Matisse, you know yourself at Chelsea, it takes time. How many FA Youth Cups did you win, right, on the trot? But how many of them actually came into the first team? Not that many, because you've got to be quality, top quality. When you're a top four club, you can't just blood youngsters in Premier League games because you're in a title race. So if you put a right back in who's never played and you get roasted and lose 3 points, your fucking title's gone. People need to realise it takes time. So Pep Guardiola's looked at a few, loaned a few out, and that Cole Palmer's come from nowhere because Tommy Doyle and people like that were always tipped to go ahead of him, and they haven't. This Cole Palmer's come to the front. There's a couple of them now around the first-team squad. Fernandinho's got a few under his wing. I've seen in training, certain players are with Fernandinho in little groups, and that's what Pep does. He puts them with certain players, and then players must be on the phone and say, you know what, he's doing well, the kid, or I don't like his attitude. Listen, the way City run at the minute is fantastic. And that conveyor belt, I think you're going to see 3 or 4 more youngsters coming off it in the next few years that are going to be around that team. They're going to save us millions, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mute.
Oh, you're muted.
Oh, shit, my bad. Yeah, super chat here, Steve. Does Steve have any preference after Pep leaves? I think Ten Hag might be a good fit. I'd like to know what he thinks. Thanks, guys.
I'll be honest with you. Ten Hag, I like the guy a lot. I do. And I think the other year when I think Ajax got, I think, did they get to a final at Europa or they got somewhere? And I was watching him play and he's got the right philosophy with it. But look, City will have their own ideas what's going on. You know what I mean? They'll have their own ideas. I'm under no illusion that there's going to come a point where Manchester City will be not challenging for the title for a couple of years till it has to be reset and start again. But I know that the process will be done because our owners demand that. It won't be like we throw 3 or 4 managers at it and we don't get it right. From the academy to the top now, there's been a style of play implemented by Pep Guardiola and the Barcelona boys that is a style of play we play. So if Pep Guardiola leaves tomorrow, the new guy will slot in, and that is the way the club philosophy is, the way they're going to play. End of story. They won't apply a manager who says, well, I want to knock it long, or I want to play one up front, or I want to play 5. It's going to be that way. And I think that's just like the old Barcelona way. But I know Barcelona have gone a bit shit now. But, you know, I think they've strayed off the path. Pep Guardiola setting us up for a nice system and, you know, keep to it, man.
Yeah, no, it was a very good win, I can't lie. But over to Matisse now with Chelsea, 7-0. Mount hat-trick.
Yeah.
Liverpool done the job. City done the job. You man done the job. Is there a little gap? I think there's 3 points between West Ham and third. Who's third right now? Is it City?
City's third, yeah. 2 points behind us, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a small little gap showing the top three.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I was at the game. I loved it. I had a great view of it. You know, I could see Petr Cech to my right, you know, the beautiful football in front of me. I was living life. Do you know what I mean? Champagne at halftime. I was doing what Toby does. You know what I mean? Have a little bit of some fancy drinks and whatnot. I was loving life.
I don't drink champagne.
Huh?
I don't drink champagne.
Oh, sorry. Well, I just made the assumption.
You're that guy on this show, right?
You know? You're that guy. So. Champagne's not good enough for me. Shut the fuck up. But, I mean, for me, listen, Mason Mount hat-trick, that's exactly what he needed. Before this game, he didn't have a goal this season. So I'm happy for him. Obviously, it was great for him to finally, you know, get the hat-trick. I think that's his first one in his career. For me, my main talking point is Hudson-Odoi, because that's the second left wing. That's the second game in a row he's played left wing. He got an assist. You can say it, but he got an assist midweek, and he got a goal on the weekend, and he also set up the own goal. So again, when I said Hudson-Odoi, before we want to slaughter him and say overrated, let's actually play him at left wing consecutive games. Let's see if he can give him some confidence, build up some consistent minutes in one position instead of moving him from left wing to right wing to right wing back to wherever the hell you want to put him. Actually put him in his strongest position. And he's delivered the last two games. You can only play the opposition that's in front of you. So I'm looking forward to hopefully him playing consecutively for the next few games. Let's see how he does. But for me, the main praise has got to go to the academy, because when you've got Trevor Chaloba starting, Livramento at Southampton scoring, Brozier on loan out there scoring at Southampton as well. We've been speaking about Gallagher, Mason Mount hat-trick, Hudson-Odoi, Christiansen. Like, I could just keep going and going. This academy needs prop. It needs serious recognition. This is probably right now on the planet the best academy going. And I don't really think too many people can disagree with me, because the achievements that are coming out of this academy right now, we're stockpiling them. We don't even have enough. You talk about Reece James getting the goal, having to give Tyrick Lamptey away to Brighton, helping other Premier League teams out almost, Livermento in the same position for Southampton. Stockpiling. So didn't, for all those
Ajax
old...
get voted.
Huh? Sorry.
Didn't Ajax get voted best academy?
I don't know who got voted, but in my opinion, it should be Chelsea. Musiala as well at Bayern Munich, that's another one. Like, for the amount of players that we produced at the top level, we deserve our credit. And for the amount of times that Chelsea back in the day were slaughtered, you know, about not bringing through English talent, we right now we're carrying that torch. So big shout out to the academy, because that's what it was on Saturday. It was academy day. Do you know what I mean? It was Cobham day. But it's only Norwich. They're awful. They need to give us Gallagher back. I don't know why the hell they're not using him, but that's fine. They need to send him back in January, and they're going to get relegated. They're absolutely awful. So
I'm worst gonna, team ever.
They're shocking. Like
even Havertz could have scored against us.
Yeah, yeah. Like it could have been more. It honestly, could have been more. They're absolutely awful. It's good to get the goal difference up, because. It's good to get the goal difference up. We've been struggling to score goals, so it's nice to have a little.
You know what? I was worried about that goal difference. You know, on Saturday night, I was worried about that goal difference. But then, luckily, we had.
He's got five. And then Steve's going to come to our ground thinking, you know, how many can we have?
Luckily, we had Man United the following day.
But then Tottenham will come back and just park the bus against us, and then we'll win.
Next week's going to be fun, you know. Oh, shit.
It's going to be a banter, mate. It's going to be a banter.
I want to ask Grizz, Steve and Matisse a question, yeah? Come April, let's start with Matisse. Come April, is it going to be a three-horse race, a two-horse race, or one team pretty much running away with it?
I think it'll be three, because I think all these teams are going pretty deep in all competitions. So
three, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's three.
Steve?
Two.
Two by then, yeah? Grizz?
I'm still not going to rule out Chelsea of a race. But the two ones, the thoroughbreds are City and Liverpool.
So that you saying come end of April, it should be you two?
It should be us two, yeah. But no, I think Chelsea, no, I'm not going to rule them out. They're going to be
Chelsea have a solid foundation, don't they, in terms of they've conceded the least goals.
When you've got a way of playing,
it could work better for Chelsea that us two are fighting, because they can just go about the business in the background, let everyone throw everything at City.
But I don't think people are going to let them do that, Steve, for the fact that they spent and invested so much in Lukaku and, well, not Saul per se, like in terms of money, monetary wise, but brought in a player. So, you know, and they've got, look, say what we want, we've cussed Spurs and Man United about identity and method and way of playing. Chelsea have got a way of playing, and he swears by it. He believes in it. regardless of if there's fan pressure in terms of, oh, we're too defensive, whatever. I mean, I'm discounting the Norwich result. Like, forget the Norwich one. But generally, when they come up against a team that doesn't want to play football, because Norwich are going to play football against them and open up, and that's what you get. But they've got a definitive way of playing. So any team that's got a good coach, you know, backed with a strong squad, should be there or thoroughbreds.
And also, Chris.
But the thoroughbreds are us too.
The Africa Cup of Nations, Chris, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, look, so much being made about sort of how many games Liverpool, Salah's going to miss, because Salah's the main one that we're going to miss. And he's only going to miss, or Mane, I beg your pardon. But even if they reach the final, both teams, which Egypt doubt if Egypt reach the final, they miss a maximum of 2 league games.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't mind Chelsea winning it, man. You know what I mean? Let's Chelsea win it.
That would be your stake in the race.
I mean, root for you. We're rooting for you, Chelsea.
The Saeed kiss of death after the Grizz thing as well for the league. I don't know what's going on here.
This is how bad it is, United fans, man. It's like, you know, when Gary Neville said it's about two guys trying to burger your house, mate. You know what I mean? That's what Liverpool and City
are. Toby, are you not going to big up my team? We're top of the league. Come on now. This is your opportunity to get the Chelsea virgins back on side. Talk to us.
Why would I want those nerds back on my side?
You might, listen, I'm just saying, man, you might need a new club.
I'm good. I think I'll survive. I think I'll survive.
You've got a lot to say when we don't win. What did you make of? What do you make of us right now?
Don't like me. I'm fine with that.
Yo, it's mad. It's mad.
OSA says, as a Chelsea fan, Chelsea's defense will be the reason we win the league, in my opinion. Liverpool and City attacks are just miles ahead of ours. Okay, I get you. And Adrian saying, Grizz, I don't think you've checked. It's now been changed. It's now 7 games Salah misses.
No, Adrian.
ITK Grizz, man. Don't worry.
No, Adrian. But thanks for the super chat.
You know, Grizz, you haven't got a good track record, you know, so you might have to respect.
You don't know about my track record, brother.
But I thought, Grizz, I did read something recently.
Yeah, so basically, the article suggests that players all around Europe will be asked to go in on Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day, because all around Europe there's a Christmas break, like they're going to be in the international the Christmas holidays. In the Premier League, there's no such thing as we know. So therefore, clubs, for example, we play Chelsea 3 days before they're asked to leave. There's no way we're releasing them for the game against Chelsea. You get what I'm saying? So we're not going to release them for that game. For that period, we're going to release them like 7 days before the African nation kicks off, which cancels 2 games. And then, as I said, there's a Christmas break. There's a January break because of International Week in the Premier League. And then there's an FA Cup week. So league games-wise, we missed 2 games. I've done my studying, bro.
Are they going to have to quarantine or anything stuff like that?
I ain't done my research that deep, bro.
Because in Morocco, where's the final ballot? Because in Morocco, you have to quarantine. There's a lot of countries in Africa.
There's a lot of quarantine going on.
Yeah. two games.
You're nervous now, isn't it? You did a deep dive. Yeah.
two games.
Man, it's not working anymore.
two games, brother. Two
legs
games.
Summer, man. We remember
2 games. So we're not playing you in those 2 games, so you can relax.
Don't worry, man. Conte comes, he'll be you won't be.
Don't do that, Antonio, taking it. He doesn't
stop
come.
Doing this. Exactly. Stop bro, doing this. I'm helping
Toby's
you.
Already fallen for that. And I'm helping Toby's out here doing this. Whipping this around.
Don't worry, man.
It never happened.
Yeah, take it from me. Stop the prop. Let it happen first and then run.
Mention Conte a lot of times in this stream.
Don't worry, man. Because you know why, man? I feel like you guys are just underestimating us, man. I'm telling you.
I think Man United can get Conte.
No, we're not. I put you.
Let it happen first. I think you will get him.
Grizz, he's replied to you as well. It's not Grizz. There's quarantine and it lasts for 7 weeks.
I remember the name, man. Adrian Shake. Is it Adrian Shake? Come back to me, man.
We'll confirm it all on Friday. I'll look into it as well. Yeah, Grizz. Find out.
I appreciate the super chat.
Come on. Love for the love. Still 6K in the building. It's mad. Hour 15 minutes in. Hit the like button, people. But more importantly, make sure you subscribe to Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, and Skullfuggery. All link in the description below, including the official Big Six channel. Subscribe to that too. Soon come videos to launch on that channel, so make sure you're there for it with notifications on.
Can I mention one more player as well? Mateo Kovacic. I didn't get to mention him. Like, in terms of, we've been speaking about consistency from dribbling midfielders, right? Ndombele, etc. this guy is going so under the radar this season, and I called it. He's a top, and I said it to so many Chelsea fans that were starting to take the piss, top midfielder. Two assists at the weekend. His passing has been way more progressive this season, and he's starting to unlock the door, and he's starting to bring it to his game. So he needs to get way more flowers. I was bigging up Keita earlier. Now I'm going to big up Mateo Kovacic. Like, he's been playing ball. Like, the midfielders in the midfield, they're doing the business. You look at Jorginho, I know sometimes he's out, but this guy here, Mateo Kovacic, people 100%. Need to be watching him this year. He's doing the business.
I'm not doing it because you bigged up Keita. I'm telling you, Kovacic is showing his signs that sort of Real Madrid saw in him in the first place when all these big teams scouted him. Even when sort of I watched him before he went to Madrid, like sort of you see all these compilation videos, the guy looked magnificent. We didn't see that at Chelsea. But this season and come end of last season in the Champions League run, we saw a whole different player. He's one of the best ball carriers around from central midfield. You know, he's a powerful runner with the ball, and he's strong and he's tenacious. The guy's a footballer, proper footballer.
I think Reece James as well, man. He is like the strides that he's made in the last like 12 months. Like, he's a player, man. I can't even front. Like, he's sick. That finish for the, the second goal, third goal, he's quality. Yeah. Like, yeah. I actually can't hate on him anymore. Like, he's actually 30. He's a sick one.
I used to have my doubts as well, but he's kind of pulled through that, and he's kind of shown me something that now I can understand why,
like, the hype is justified.
Not that it was ever massive hype. I never saw Matt.
There was big gas. Trust me.
I don't go on Twitter much, innit? That's why I probably missed that big gas. Most of it comes from that fucking app anyway. But yeah, let's move on. Arsenal, last one. But we'll just touch on this 5-10 minutes. Kay says, now Arsenal, Man United on same points. Who is the better manager, Arteta or Ole? How the wind has changed from Arteta and
I don't care about the games. Listen to me. I don't entertain in them debates, man. Arsenal fans,
to be honest with you, they're both not doing what they should be doing. But Ole has a lot more at his disposal than Arteta does. That's the fact. Whereas Arteta has won a trophy. So I guess you edge it to Arteta, but in reality, it is what it is, but it's not a debate that's worth getting into. You man got to eat humble pie on Ramsdale, top keeper. Also, Toby's team really got hit with the jiggy on deck, got packed every side of London. It's mad. It is mad.
I said he did well, Ramsdale.
I'm a chill on the praise until he shows me that over a full season. Like, he started well, but I can't just forget the madness that he was doing for Bournemouth and for Sheffield United. So I'm a chill, and let's see what he does over the season. But yes, he is playing well for Arsenal.
Tavares
had a top game against Villa. Tomiyasu again stepped up again. Ben White, like, he hasn't been amazing, but he's playing better than he started the season.
He's coming into good form, Ben White. He's coming into some
Lokonga had a decent game off the back of a mistake against Palace. Partey,
can I ask a question? I want to ask a question to Grizz. Are you going to flip-flop on this one? I want to know what's your plan on this subject.
About what?
Are you going to flip-flop on this?
About Arteta? What? Arteta. Yeah, be specific, innit?
Yeah, Arteta, yeah.
What did I say last time?
You said you was done with him, and you finally threw in the towel on Arteta, and then the next game he wins, and this is a test from God, in my opinion, to see how serious you were. This is a test because you said you threw in the towel. Me and Toby been riding on this train thick and thin, yeah. Mm. Are you ready to stay on this train with us, or are you going to go back to our team?
Matisse, you know me and you, yeah? I feel me and you... No, you just shut your mouth, innit, say? Like, I feel...
All right, I'll beat myself.
And Toby as well. But Matisse, I'm looking at you here, and I feel me and you can talk on a level, yeah? And be honest with each other, right? And I'm going to be honest with you. Let them troll me. I don't care about them, yeah?
So wait, Grizz, you can't talk to me like that?
No. I can, but not right now, right? Matisse, I feel as though I was baited into the Arteta hate for that 1 week. No, I got dragged in, and I think Steve may back me because he may have the same feelings as me, right? but I feel as though all you brothers like proper rushed me last week and bullied me. But I did feel that. I'm not going to lie. Go and check the tapes. But I did feel that. Overall, I'm still Arteta in. Overall.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
No, so, you basically answered my question.
I was hurt. I think last week I had Tomiyasu and the keeper, Ramsdale, in my FPL team. And because they couldn't keep a clean sheet, I went mad. Yeah? So, I think I rolled into the emotion of things. I'm holding back on Arteta still. Like, ignore last week.
He pulled it. Listen,
I'm being honest.
One thing, with Arteta, yeah, the players are definitely playing for him, and the performance against Villa was our best performance this season overall. Because against Tottenham, it was one good half, and the second half kind of petered out, and Tottenham started creating some chances. Against Villa, 80 minutes of that game, we controlled it, we dominated, created chances. The transition was good. Like I said, most of the players get credit from that game. Ramsdale, the defence part.
Do you know what I like, Turkish? He was brave to bring in Lacazette and Aubameyang and not shift Aubameyang to the left. So that's
You know what he did? He was smart with it because he kind of started like that, but then Lacazette will drop in, Oba will come in like, and it'll be a front two, and then Emil Smith Rowe will float about. Emil Smith Rowe was key, and he's slowly but surely kind of, you know, kicking into the potential we've been seeing in him over the last 6-7 months, because we need goals and assists from him in his position, and he's still young. Odegaard got left out because he hasn't really been up to scratch recently, and we performed quite well. Well, not quite well, we performed very well in comparison to the other games this season. So Arteta's definitely, like, you know, taken the heat off him, but the Premier League comes thick and fast. Leicester away is next. Obviously, we got Leeds tomorrow night in the League Cup, but Leicester away is this Saturday, midday. And midday, for Arsenal, kickoffs, they don't go well more often than not.
You beat them last season, though. You beat them last season.
Yeah. We can beat them. Don't get me wrong. We can beat them. Leicester have just picked up form as well.
Picked up a little bit of form, yeah.
Man United, Brentford away. But I guess Arsenal, that's the best way to come back from that Palace. That was abysmal against Palace. So it was only one way up from there, really. And Arteta got the job done. I can't lie.
That's unbeaten in six now, isn't it?
Yeah, four wins, two draws.
We'll be back.
I don't know, man. That's unbeaten. That's four wins and two draws.
Yeah, Ali's right. Can't big us up too much. First decent full 90 performance of the season. Like, that's why the Leicester game's so big, because if you go and just roll over there and get beat, that 90 performance against Villa doesn't really, you know, even the four wins and two draws become a sad, you know, look, where in reality we're still not.
Does it matter about the manner you lose? I think it's of course. You can lose to Leicester, don't get me wrong.
You can lose to Leicester.
Listen, bro, why are you trying to knock me? I'm already down, man. This man, relax.
You know? So why did you come to me in the Arsenal chat? You look how you woke up in the Arsenal chat.
Hey, that's true, you know.
I'm going to let that pass. Brother.
Politician Chris, man, relax, man. You
know.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I think it would be the manner in you lose. I think if it's like one of them results where it's a 2-1, I think it will be kind of like less, what the word it? It'll be less panic mode. But if you lose in a 3-1 and you don't give anything, like the Brighton result, for me, the Brighton result was shocking because I was like, Arsenal didn't offer nothing. If it's one of them things, then I think it will be a big one.
But you see the Brighton result, yeah, offering nothing and taking a point from Brighton in the big scheme of things could be a good point, because Brighton are having a decent season. But I get what you mean. If we go Leicester at half time, they're 2-1 or something. And they win the game by 2 in the end, 3-1. Then it's a problem. But if we go there, we fight, we show something tactically, we show something in terms of trying to pick them off on the counter, because
they nick it off, mate.
Yeah, like, just show something. Show like that we're kicking on. Steve, you've been quiet on Arteta today. Like, what's your thoughts on the Villa game?
I told you beat Villa, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I think he's getting into his groove. I think I've said it before, just, especially with the way you've been recently. You know, I didn't want to disrespect Arsenal fans last time when you was in the mud and say, stick with him. It's not my place to say that. I'm just a rival fan. And then people think, oh, it's all right for Steve to say that. He's got Pep Guardiola. But as I always try to say, if you can see little things happening and a direction you're going in, persevere with it, because you never know what's around the corner. You know, you just talked about Ole and that, and there's no direction there. People can't see it, so no one's feeling it. But with with Arsenal. They've spent a few quid in the summer. He's got a few youngsters in. There's little things happening, and they do look like he's sort of they're responding to what he's trying to do. So if that's the case, you're not going to win the league, yeah? You're not going to you might have a cup run. You might try and squeeze in the top four. That's fine. But just persevere with him. Just
Steve,
persevere
we spoke about Man United's unorganised pressing.
Yeah. Right?
And we spoke about not being able to get... Toby referenced Rashford and Greenwood and all these youngsters. Look how... And Turkish will know better than us. But look how he's got Aubameyang and Lacazette working their bollocks off right now. Yeah? That is something, man. I ain't seen Aubameyang press like that for years, man, it seems.
Don't forget, yeah? Don't forget, he's been with Pep Guardiola in title runs. He's right-hand man. The guy Pep sits next to on the plane, on the coach, who he runs tactics by. That knowledge, yeah, is in his brain, yeah? Yeah, he might not be Pep Guardiola, but it's there. So he knows. He can pick up the phone. He knows. He just is a young manager trying to cut his teeth at one of the biggest clubs in England with the, one of the most divided and pressurised fan bases in the world. And for me, he's won the FA Cup. If Ole Gunnar Solskjaer won the FA Cup at Man United, he'd have Saeed's 10-year contract on the table. So leave him alone. Get this season.
Yeah, big up Arteta, man. Big up Arteta. He's back.
I think at the end of the season, the Arsenal fans will think, we've not had a bad season.
He's back.
We've got ourselves a clip, ladies and gentlemen.
He's back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
I just want to ask you guys something. Yeah, to be honest, I should have asked you before the stream that if you saw it. But did you look? Did you guys see the clips of Ty going around on Twitter? And
yes.
Whatnot?
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Disrespectful.
But you see my one as well. The guy that took a picture of me.
Yeah.
And I said to him, "What are you gonna do?"
He didn't come to me, did he?
You know,
these guys are just mob pits.
I know I use the word nerd to Matisse as a joke, but like some of these Twitter dons, they're actual nerds. Like they're losers. And they've never had real life, like physical fist ups with dudes. Like because Twitter is a free for all platform where anyone can pretty much say anything to anyone and nothing really happens. They think they can just talk to you, do you anyhow. And when they try and behave a certain way like that in real life, and Ty switches on them, they start trying to pretend as if Ty is the aggressive one.
What gives
you the right to go up to him and start recording him?
He must feel like a prick. Idiot. That geezer must feel like a prick what he done. He must have seen. He thought he done something. Mm. He actually thought he done something.
Yeah.
And then he got rinsed. I think you called him something. I don't want to repeat what one of you called him. I can't remember who it was. But yeah, you know, he must feel like a low life. Man, you're a prick.
How does it make sense to attack one of the most positive?
This is the most positive. That's what I find it so ironic. This is why I find it so ironic. You're trying to take the piss out of the most positive person because that's what you have a problem with. That there's too much negativity. He's the most positive one, and you try to use him for negative traction. The irony is ridiculous.
It wasn't well thought out at all.
No.
Like, you're stupid, kid.
Well, people should out these people. People that see that, instead of fucking filming it, they should out the person and say, "Well, hold on a minute, mate. What the fuck are you doing? That's out of order." That Ty, because if Ty had turned around and belted him, then Ty's nicked. But at the end of the day, I'll fucking belt him, because if anyone does it to me, I'm just going to crack him.
Bro, literally. I dare them. I'll literally backhand them, man. What the hell?
Listen, at the end of the day, we're human beings, and at the end of the day, it is what it is. People ask me for photos and that, and I find it a little bit weird because I've never, you know what I mean? I'm just normal dude, but I always do it, and it's cool, and people have been cool, but to see that, it's fucking shit. And my actual reply was, why are you picking on Ty? Why don't you go and see Robbie if you've got a problem with Arsenal TV? Because Robbie's a unit, and they won't go near him, that's why.
I just want to get out there. You sent me one real quick in the DMs. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, that was one of them picks up. Me and you exchanging it.
The chat is going to have an absolute field day with that.
So you better provide some context.
Caliber. It's a picture of the Premier League trophy. That's what he sends me, and I send him one back.
I send him the Champions League one.
Yeah, I got one of them, so I'm sending that back.
Yeah, it's going on.
And people asking me to comment and it makes me mad, so I choose not to comment.
Nah, big up you for bringing it up, bro.
I was fuming
when I saw the video. I was fuming.
This is how deep it is. I haven't tweeted about it. I put one comment on Insta about it, but I can't say much because I'm so mad about it that I don't want to say something that later on gets used against me. So I'd rather not. But the fact of the matter is, it's fucking disgusting. I can't lie.
Yeah, 100%.
Even Ty now, he gets asked for pictures a lot. Now he's hesitant to do that. And Ty's actually a nice guy. Forget football for a sec. Ty's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But like I said, the less I say on it, the better, because I'll get heated on that subject. I just wanted to ask you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, we're fans.
Nah, it's one of them.
We stand behind
and,
time, man.
And it's not, you know what, the saying fuck AFTV thing on the selfie camera is one thing, but there's also another video of someone approaching him saying, what are you going to do? Who's twice the size of Ty, but again, I don't want to talk about this stuff because it's
bullying.
They're bullies, man. They're bullies, bro.
It's bullying. Because they know Ty's nature. They know he's not going to, he's not one to cause or aggravate situations. He's always going to calm you down, talk to you. And you know what was so blessing? He actually shook the guy's hand. I can't believe. Sometimes I don't think he's real, innit? We banter and whatnot because the Arsenal, the way that he speaks on Arsenal. But I actually can't believe he's real, because the fact that he shook the guy's hand after all that, I would have broken the phone. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it stepping. We're not shaking hands. We're going to keep it moving. So all I have to say is big up to Ty, really, because the fact that he keeps his cool in those situations and actually talks to the person who's taking a piss instead of just going mad. Yeah, fam. Like, he's on another level of restraint. Big up to him.
Big up Ty, man. I just thought I'd mention that as well. Yeah, trust me. You know what it is. I hate bullies. That's the main thing. That's why big up Ty. We keep it moving. We'll see what's what. League table time. Game week 8 league table, which was last week.
I had a mare, man.
And here is this week's. Toves, me and you both had a mare because I only got 2 points. You got 2 points.
We all had a mare, man. Everyone had a mare.
You got 4 points, Grizz. I got two.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Where's it was Matisse, man.
Oh my God, look at Saeed, man. Brother's been rooting for me, but planning behind my back, you snake.
I told you. You got my score for Man City, snake. Prick. No, I want to... You copied my score against Man City. No, I want to say something here. Grizz is copying my scores because I was thinking to myself. No, you know why? Because I was looking to myself thinking, yes, man. But City winning 3-0. Let's see, you know, us. He's Grizz going, yeah, man, 3-0 is running.
I asked Turkish. What's going on? Wait, listen. And everyone's my witness. I asked Turkish, can I change my prediction? So I would have changed it, but Turkish didn't let me. So,
yeah. Edison, man.
Hey, I'm only 1 point now behind Turkish.
I'm just saying, we
I know, I'm nervous, you know. It's fine.
I'm just saying, we go this way round, and Grizz is right off to Saeed. So that's all I'm saying.
That's there you go, then.
Yeah, but I asked you to change the round, and you lot said no. I done my bit. I tried to make it all flexible and fluid.
Someone said, Saeed, the only title race is going to have this. Listen, don't worry, man. We're going to win the Champions League. Don't worry, man.
Whoa, you're gonna get clipped up and then you're gonna see it. What the fuck did you just say on camera
for no reason? Why would you incriminate yourself live on camera
from the hundreds going through, picked one out and said, I'll give it a rest. We're going to win the Champions League. Saeed.
If it's possible for Tuchel.
No, it's not. No, Conte, we're different. We're built different. You're not like us.
Conte.
No.
You might be out the
Conte,
Champions
League. You know when Sancho says scary hours? Tell you now.
It's scary. This is scary. Yes, you've lost 5-0. This is scary.
See, that's what I'm saying. But this, this is because of that scary hours, why did he talk about that? That's why he needs to get cooked. Leave Sancho alone.
So when I bring up Sancho, they're like, oh, we need to go to Sancho.
Come on, man, we're back. Come
I was
saying don't talk about Sancho because he's nothing. He's nothing. He's no one. We don't need to talk about him.
Sancho, Ronaldo, Rashford, scary hours, man.
Scary hours, bro. You started this stream in a balaclava and ending it.
I don't care, man. I'm backing my team, man.
Man, I don't know what's going on.
They can't beat the four sides in the league, but they're gonna. You know that thing he smokes? What's it called again, man? When we used to know what it's called. No, man. that Somalian thing. No, man, that Somalian thing. That he knows what I'm
talking about. I don't know that.
He knows what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah, it's all kicked in now. Because at the start of the show, just tune away slowly. It's all kicked in now.
You kind of numb the pain. You
just, listen, scary hours, man.
But listen, on a real though, I do rate Sancho. Like, just before the chat get it twisted, I rate him. So if you want to swap him for one of our players. Maybe like Ziyech, right. I'll do that deal for you. Good price.
No, I'm all right. Tell Lukaku to stay where he is in JD, man.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah, can't be getting started now at the end of the show. Hour and a half. We just passed an hour and a half, actually. Thank you to you guys, as always. Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, and Matisse. Thank you to everyone in the chat. Record numbers, as usual. 2,000 likes here. It's mad. Remember, we're on Spotify and we're on Apple. So you can listen to the show after. I'll get this uploaded in the next couple of hours so you can listen to it tomorrow morning, evening, afternoon, wherever you guys are tuning in from. But as always, show support to everyone here. Links in the description below. Subscribe to every channel. Notification bells on, including the Big Six official channel.
Manchester United. They're coming back, man. Don't worry, man. We're coming back. Conte's coming.